Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Dav Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, beginning of Halacha Tes. Says the Mishnah, Toimin Lefes V'Tznoinos, one who puts in the ground turnips and radishes, meaning he's not trying now to plant these vegetables. He's only putting it in the ground for safety measures. He wants to keep it there. So, Imayu Miktsas Ha'oli Migulim, if the leaves are sticking out, there's no issue, lo mishu kilayim, because of planting kilayim, lo mishu shviz, not because of planting on shmito, lo mishu masris, not obligated in maisris, v'nitoh mishavis, you pick it up in Shabbos, they're not considered to be connected to the ground, and then you don't have all the issues that usually happens with planting, such as shmito, Shabbos, and kilayim. Ketiv Zemishin says, hazareach chito v'sor kacha, someone plants wheat and barley together, harayze kilayim, that's enough to be kilayim. It's not kilayim. At least two pieces of wheat, two seeds of wheat and one of barley. Or one of wheat and two of barley. It has to be at least three seeds. Mean wheat, barley, and spelt. So you have to have three in order to be kilayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Chizki Amar Loishonu El Lefes Etznoinus. Specifically, Lefes Etznoinus, that is a issue of kilayim. Hashar dvarim loy, but other things not. And the reason is because this is something that takes very long to grow. So therefore, when you just put it into the ground, it's not considered to be planted as long as you're trying to take it out. But something else that very easily can grow, that it does have an issue of planting, even though it doesn't, is not intending to do it. There's no difference. Hay lefes, it's noinos, yishar kol dvarim. Everything has the same din. If you put it in the ground, not for the intention of planting, it's fine. Manon came in, what are we talking about? I'm going to use here the gears that we have based on the pshat, the way Reb Chaim explains it. The problem is that if the leaves are not sticking out, I have your issue of kilayim of zroim be'ilon, meaning I have your seeds with the tree, with the vineyard. So that's the problem. So if so, lamali gefer v'tzoyis, afilu shar kol dvorim be'ilon. Why Dafki is bringing about a vineyard, any tree, anytime, any problem that you have with seed and trees will be an issue of kilayim. Why are we specifically talking about a vineyard? Says the Gemara Amud Beis, but maybe you'll tell me that the chiddush is the opposite. Not that when it is in the ground, then there is a problem of kilayim. But when it's sticking out of the ground, there's no problem of kilayim. That's the chiddush. If so, lamali lefes v'tznoinus, if you will share called for him. So why specifically you spoke about lefes v'tznoinus? Meaning why, according to Reb Chaim, why do you speak about both lefes v'tznoinus? You should just bring an example. Whenever you put a seed next to a gefen, it's not going to be a problem of kilayim if the leaves are sticking out. Why are you talking about two meanings, lefes v'tznoinus? I'm not sure you're talking about the combination of both. So the more, I mean, not the tanya Reb Chaim, the fact Reb Chaim said in Braiso, k'goin agudush lefes v'agudush v'tznoinus. So Reb Chaim explains it, meaning he's bringing this, it could be either a bunch of lefes or a bundle of tznoinus. It does not have to be both together. So you see from here, and Ekanami, also the Mishnah doesn't mean that he put lefes and tznoinus together. He put each one on its own. And the chiddush is that as long as the leaves are out, it's not a kilayim with the vine because he does not want it to be planted. So the Gemara told him, Shabbos, quote the Mishnah, you can pick up in Shabbos. The Gemara now starts with halachas to get to Shabbos, and then the next time the Gemara is going to go back to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tani, pogo shetomno b'tevin. One puts a fig into tevin, in straw. V'chara shetomno b'gecholim. Chara is a type of cake that he put it into the coal. He may yuktos ha'migulni, if it's still revealed, nito ha'mishar is kibir up in Shabbos, and you have a problem that it's covered and it smokes it. If not, you're moving something which is not movable on Shabbos, you can't take it out. You can stick in a spit or a knife and be able to take it out because you're not taking directly the mukzeh out. As the Ablozim and Tadai, Kev Shimon, this Ablozim and Tadai works like Kev Shimon. Tetani lo yogur odom es akisim es amito. A person is not allowed to schlep a chair or a bed, ves a katatedro, another type of chair. You should not schlep that in Shabbos because he's digging a hole in the ground, as the Gemara goes on and says. Maybe so even though he's not intending to do it, it's still asur. That's the famous of Shimon Masechet Shabbos that says Domashein Miskaven Mutar. He's not intending to do it, so it's okay. So here a person is going and moving mukzeh, but he's not intending to do it. So we're saying that this goes like a Shimon. If something without kavana is fine. Because here, once you pick up the charoro, you pick up the pago, you're causing the mukta to move. But if it's bli kavana, so according to Rabbi Shimon, it works. According to Rabbanan, it does not work. And the Gemara is going to continue. The next have to say that there is a case where Rabbanan agree, and then they connect that to the Mishnah, and this will continue, Be'ez Hashem, in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Zayin.